بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا، وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وغنمنا رمضان وغنمنا ليلة القدر، واكرمنا ولا تهنا، أعزنا ولا تذلنا، كن معنا ولا تكن علينا. استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير، مغاليق للشر، واجعل الخير على أيدينا. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية، اللهم ارزقنا الصدق في السر والعلانية، اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا من الصادقين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المخلصين، واجعلنا من المباركين، واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين، ومن جندك المنصورين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، Today we're still in a journey. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, and we're very close to the door of Ramadan. Today we're going to talk about Ramadan from different perspective. Ramadan, the month of patience. Ramadan, the month of cleansing and purification of the body and the soul, the month of rahmah to Allah. Last week we talked about one of the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Ramadan is generosity. And when we look to what Allah wants in us to do in Ramadan, today in the morning we fasting, at night we worship, and with our money and body we give tazkiyah. Call it tazkiyatul mal wa tazkiyatul anfus wa tazkiyatul badan. Tazkiyah meaning purification and upbringing. Tazkiyah and purification of the body by fasting. Tazkiyah and purification of the soul with worship and getting closer to Allah. Tazkiyah and purification of the body and the soul and the money by spending for Sabilillah. Today we have a problem in the Ummah. Can I do one and drop two or three? No. The lucky one who do the three. If you do the three, you get the benefit. If you do not do the three, you minus a lot of benefit. By this way, we talk about it before, one time before. In Islam, everything has a purpose, maqasid. By this way, it's big difference between the rewarding and maqasid. Today, the Ummah talk about two topics, the regulation and the rewarding. Everybody talk about the regulation and how I do, what I do, what I don't, and how much I can get. But not too many people talk about the purpose, the main essence of fasting. Because if you look at the fasting, it can generate a lot of bounty to individual and collective. And today we're going to take it only from one angle, only one angle. What angle is that? The angle of generosity and the angle of stingy. And what happened? When somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago about Sajda Tilawa, why we have Sajda Tilawa? When we read the Quran or recite Quran, in certain location, we have to run quick and make Sajda. And every Sajda has also command. These people who make Sajda, they make Sajda and cry to Allah. These people make Sajda and do Tasbih to Allah. These people make Sajda and thank Allah. Meaning it's not a physical sajda and that's it. What happens if I do the physical sajda without the advice of Allah with the sajda? I do the sajda. But I lose the essence of the bounty of Allah for the sajda. Because the sajda is humble and humility. Sajda is closeness to Allah. Sajda is announcing Allah is the only one for you. Sajda is humble and humility. Sajda is unity. Sajda belonging. Sajda to beg Allah. Sajda to show poverty and weakness to Allah, by this way you gain strength. Sajda to do tasbih and praise to Allah. Sajda to unite your heart to Allah and beg Him to give you the quality. By the way, sajda has a lot of meaning. If I do the sajda minus the meaning, I do not gain the power of the sajda. We talk about the rahmah of Allah and how Ramadan is actually a rahmah. Now I will tell you something that is not existing in any books. Something I gain in my life. If it's right, may Allah reward me for it. And if it's wrong, may Allah forgive me for what I'm going to say. If you are a mu'min, if you are a mu'min, not a Muslim, and by the way, fasting, siyam, is not for a Muslim, for a mu'min. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Don't ever forget that. By this way, to enter fasting, I have to be in a state of iman. If I'm in a state of iman, now fasting will work. And the early people said, do you want to know your fasting? See how easy it is on you. Fasting of the pious people is easy. It's relaxing. You're not hurried to eat. You're not hurried to drink. You're not hurried for anything. And you find the day go by very slowly. And very beautiful and very peaceful. Why? Because you are with Allah. And if Allah wants to make something easy, He will make it easy. And if Allah wants to make something difficult, He will make it difficult. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahlan, wa anta taj'al al-hazana iza shi'ta sahlan. You are the only one make things easy. And if you want, you make the rock easy and soft. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it to many people. By this way, one of the signs of your good fasting, your fasting would be ease. Ease on your nafs, ease in your akhlaq and adab, ease in every aspect. By the way, one of the signs your fasting is really a beautiful fasting is your nafs has an ease, your manner has ease, your time has blessing, your manner is so beautiful, your akhlaq is so beautiful, now you have fasting. Who make you do that? If the person has ikhlas inside in the time of fasting. And I said before, Today we have many announcing. This country announced Ramadan this month. This country announced Ramadan this month. This month announced Ramadan this month, this day. And I said to people, if you are a mu'min again, a mu'min, and the first night of Ramadan, the air change. The air change. Your heart status change. Why? Shayateen is captured. Maradatu shayateen is captured. If the maradatu shayateen is captured, what happened? The attack against me is less. If the attack against me is less, I have to go ease. And I feel the bounty of Allah in the air. But forgive me of what I'm going to say. What happened if I'm not in a state of iman? And I'm in a state of shayateen. And my nafs is high. All what I'm talking about, you will not feel it. You will not feel it. By the way, this, my intention of this talk, to make you just digest and think, where am I? Where am I? Do I have a real fasting or just a fake fasting? Just ritual. Ramadan is a month of Qadr and Taqdeer. The months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the risk of the mu'min in Ramadan. The provision increase. And you have to understand something in here. All what I'm talking is preparation for one topic, generosity. Because generosity cannot come without iman. Without iman, you cannot have generosity. Come. If I know everything in the hand of Allah, if I believe in the qadr of Allah, and Allah tell me to spend, who's stopping me? But imagine, Allah, He will know our weakness. By this way, we hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the rizq of the mu'min increase in Ramadan. The rizq of the mu'min increase in Ramadan. You have to be careful in here again. He didn't say the rizq of the Muslim. He said the rizq of the mu'min increase in Ramadan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has constitution. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you thank me, I will increase. But the shukr in here is not the shukr of the tongue. Shukr of the tongue, shukr of the heart, and shukr of the action. Shukr meaning thanks, and show gratitude to Allah. By this way, when I look to Islam, when I look to Islam, and when I look to many verses in Quran about Islam and Muslimin, Allah asked them first to embrace Islam. After that, they make a lot of sacrifice, tadhiyat. After that, they have to emigrate, hijrah. And after hijrah, they have to have mu'akha, brotherhood, and support each other, which full of tadhiyat. And after that, they have to sacrifice again. And after that, Allah gives them victory. And the ultimate victory to make you pure inside. To make you abd. This is the ultimate victory. The ultimate victory to cleanse you from your own disease of your heart. And we have in here two major diseases. The first major disease is what? Is lack of iman and love in dunya. Worry about future, meaning lack of iman. And no akhirah, meaning we really drifting from the quality of the mu'min. And I want Allah to support me. Allah will not support you. Allah supports the mu'min. Allah supports the mutawakkil, the one who rely on Allah. Allah supports those who have thiqah in Allah. Allah supports those who believe in Allah. This is extremely important. By this way, I'm trying to explain to you the relationship between Ramadan, what needed to be done in Ramadan, the journey of life and death. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Now, how we get good quality? How we get generosity? How we get kindness? How we get good manner? In Ramadan, we should engage in something so beautiful. Because shayateen is away. If I'm a mu'min, Allah changed my eyeglasses and enabled me to do something. What is that? He enabled me, number one, to see my own bad quality and hate it. Number two, He enabled me to start begging Allah and do a lot of dua and zikr, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the good quality. Number three, I have to read a lot and get to know about the bad quality and what it can do to me in this life and hereafter, and a good quality and what it can do to me and a hereafter. And also the early people said, you cannot gain quality only by reading. You have to accompany those who have it. You have to accompany those who have it. By the way, today we lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, and lack of suhbah altogether of the quality. And what happened? The desire, the zeal is very weak. And what the result? I cannot do. I have no strength to do. Because number four, if I hate the bad quality, if I love the bad, good quality, I decrease of the low quality, the bad quality, I increase of the good quality, and I try to make an effort. Can I do all this without effort? Doesn't mean nothing. Allah wants to struggle, mujahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who struggle for me, I will show them the way. For constitution. Now I'm going to Ramadan. How I thank Allah. I thank Allah I'm a Muslim. I thank Allah Allah enabled me to give me hidayah and make me fasting. I thank Allah even to make me hate my own bad quality and love good quality. How I thank Allah to do that? To do. To show Allah I want to do. I want to please you, Ya Allah. Now when I involve in all this, what Allah will do? Now He give me. What He give me? He can give me Laylatul Qadr. He can give me Af. He can give me Itqun Min An-Nar. To purify my soul from hellfire. He can give me a lot. Now, why we forget? Why we forget any of this topic? Because the iman again is weak and shayateen is high. If iman is strong, if my faith is strong, my awareness and awakeness is strong, my vigilance is strong, I want to do. And I'm going to guard it. But if my iman is weak, my awareness and weakness is weak, my vigilance is weak, my sohbah is weak, the result is so weak. And after that I cry over. By this way, if I want to gain Ramadan, what to do? Make sure who is your companion. And if you cannot find good companion, Quran is your companion. A story about the Prophet ﷺ is companion. A story about the Sahaba is companion. Zikrullah with meaning and understanding is companion. Now, we talked last week about the importance of generosity, and this one of the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was doing. And before, again, everything I'm talking about it now is preparation for this topic. For example, Ramadan is a month of patience. We have two kind of patience, like Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said. You have patience to do good deed. For example, you have money. The nafs do not want to spend. verse where you have patience against your nafs to spend. You have also disease of the heart. You have stingy. You have hate. You have envy. You have jealousy. You have arrogance. You have whatever. You have to be patient by pushing your nafs completely and try to destroy it, to purify it from that. But it's where you have patience of doing and patience of capture your nafs. Why? By this way, I can be in the state of ubudiyya. By this way, my nafs will not take over, my shaitan will not take over. And again, in Ramadan, most likely, you are fighting two, your nafs and only one shaitan. Now, you're fighting your nafs and many, 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 Allah know how many shayateen. By this way, the early people said, if you cannot capture your nafs in Ramadan, how you can capture it any another time? By this way, Ramadan is a month to help me to be patient for Allah. Patient with Allah. Patient toward Allah. And if you want really comprehend what I'm talking about it, read, please, very slowly, Patience and Gratitude by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. عِدَّةِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَذَخِيرَةِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Because Iman is only two chapters. Half patience, half thanks. Now, the amount of talk about generosity is a lot. And you have to understand in Arabic, you have generosity, karam. And you have sakha, this little bit higher of karam. And you have ithar, this is the highest. What's the difference? Karam, generosity, to give of what you have. Sakha, to give almost every what you have, everything. What about ithar? To give what you need. To give what you need. Meaning the moment you give, I do not have at all. And all of them have different verses in Quran and Ahadith. And each one make you closer to Allah in different level. And generosity, it lead you to a good manner. And stingy, وَلَيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ, lead you to bad manner. سُوء الْخُلُقِ. Whereas we karam, saha, ithar, lead you to do good khuluq. Very beautiful akhlaq. And stingy, lead you to bad khuluq. And as many a hadith about a mu'min should not be stingy. A mu'min should not have bad manner. As many a hadith about the most closest people to Allah and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Day of Judgment. The good people with manner, good manner, and the people with akhlaq. One time people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, so and so, he fasts all day, he get up all night, but he has some bad manner and some stingy. He said of the meaning of, what is the value of all his fasting and all his salah? Because fasting and salah should lead you to be generous, should lead you to good manner. And this my intention today. How to live the month of Ramadan with the reality of the message of Ramadan, with the maqasid. How I please Allah. How I can be abd. How I can be free from the slavery of me and my diseases. How I can be free from the attachment. How when I lie down and make zikr, or when I make sajda, is purely to Allah. We need that. And this what all about the month of Ramadan. Today, I'm just going to share with you some of the word and ahadith and the talk of the early people about generosity and stingy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality of generosity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save our nafs from stingy and bad manner. And by the way, all this is a disease of tamah. Tamah wa tul al amal. We talked about it before. Greed and long hope. Because if you are a mu'min, you should not be greedy. And you have no long hope. No tul al amal. If I die tonight, what's the problem? There's a mu'min. The mu'min think about tonight, not tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. Mu'min has no tomorrow. Tomorrow in the hand of Allah. Finished. I worry about today. Jibreel alayhi salam, one time in Hadith Qudsi, Hadith Qudsi, Hadith by Allah, Allah said of the meaning of, in هذا الدين, this deen of Islam, I accept it and I please with it to myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing better for this deen more than two. Generosity and good manner. This is why all the messenger prophet have all this quality. And by the way, some people think generosity and good manner only in money. No. Generosity and good manner should be in broad meaning. In all over. In your face. In your manner. In your akhlaq. In your mu'amalat. In mu'asharat. In dealing with people. And most of all, how you can do fasting and how you can make salah when you do not have a clean heart? How you can make sajda when you have no clean heart? How you can read Quran when you have no clean heart? How you can do subhanallah when you have no clean heart? How you want Allah to forgive you and give you forgiveness and maghfirah and af when you have no clean heart? By this way, all the bad quality is like a chain. It chain you to shayateen. And all good quality, it chain you to angels, to Allah. Now you have to make a decision. Who you want to be with? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadith, he emphasized about generosity and husn al-khuluq, the good manner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized also is two quality Allah love and two quality Allah hate. The two quality Allah love, generosity and husn al-khuluq, good manner. And the two quality Allah hate, bad manner and stinginess. Imagine when Allah said, I hate it. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he said, I hate arrogant. And I hate the poor arrogant most. Imagine people arrogant, you know, poor and arrogant. Arrogant of what? Allah hates it. And we have many ahadith about if Allah love a servant, he use him. Use him to do what? To take care about the need of other. All of a sudden we have a problem. What about me? Me, my need. Allah tell you, you busy about the need of other, I take care about your need. Imagine. Imagine how weak we are, how stupid and blind we are. You think I do not take care about your need and Allah will forget my need? Again, all my talk is only for people who want to have iman, who want to be labeled as a mu'min. Because if you do not have iman, you cannot handle this talk and will not benefit you. Really. We talk about generosity and we talk about qadr in Ramadan. Why we cannot spend? Why we have bad manner? Because we do not believe in qadr of Allah. We do not trust in Allah. We have no iman. Do you think if I have iman, I can delay good deed? Do you think if I have iman, I calculate how much I spend or not spend? Do you think if I have iman, I have a bad manner with somebody? Do you think if I have bad iman, if I have iman, I have bad manner day and night? The early people, the real companion of Rasulullah SAW, they used to worry about, they will not go to sleep. They will not even make salah until they ask each other to be forgiven. They ask each other for forgiveness. They want to go to salah, meeting with Allah with a pure heart. And this is why I said to our sister in Islam, because I saw it in my life. When our sister in Islam go to her period, or the nifas, or the time of pregnancy, and all of a sudden the hormone go up and down, and the shaitan tight you inside, and the nafs is high, now all of a sudden, a lot of activity, and a lot of what? Mischief, moody, very bad. Where it coming from? I tell you before, shaitan only acting like a spoon. He rotates what you have in your heart. If your heart has goodness, the shaitan rotates inside. And if your heart have diseases, shaitan rotated inside and amplified. This why, what is Ramadan? It's the month of cleansing, purification. This is the hostel of the mu'min. This is intensive care. This is an emergency. Like imagine if you go to the intensive care and you came out very sick. What happened to intensive care? If the intensive care was a complete air, completely controlled, the amount of oxygen controlled, is no visitor, is no anything, you're under complete supervision, and you came out of intensive care, you die. What happened to intensive care? I tell you, what about Ramadan? Ramadan, intensive care. Shayateen is captured, environment is clean, is under completely supervision of the rahmah of Allah. Allah opened all the door. What missing now? Take the medication. Take it nicely, take it right, which is the word and advice of Allah. You do that, Allah tell you, now I give you vitamins. I cleanse you and give you purification of the soul. I purify your nafs from your diseases. I make you close to me. I make you ease. I increase your iman. I increase your bounty. I increase your good manner. And now you're leaving the intensive care with good health. Beautiful manner. Beautiful bounty. Now the intensive care really was benefit you. But what happened if I go to the intensive care and come out with bad manner, with the same disease of my nafs? What it mean? I'm cheating. The doctor came, put all the tubes, I take it out. They give me all the medication, I throw up. They tell me you have to have oxygen and beautiful environment, I collect all the garbage and all the roaches and all the insects. Who doing it? Me. Me, I'm inviting them. Similar in Ramadan. You have a beautiful environment, beautiful opportunity. Who will make me go back to my habits? It's me. By this way, when I study all the generous people, like above them, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he cannot spend all his money without iman. You have iman, you have generosity. You have generosity, you have iman. Okay, what about if I'm spending a lot, but I have a bad manner? What's the problem? meaning my niyyah is not 100% for sabilillah. If the niyyah, if the intention not 100% for sabilillah, you will not get the rewarding. You will not get the outcoming of this generosity. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the first people will enter Jahannam wal a'udhu billah, alim, a scholar, he said, I have knowledge. He said, what you done with your knowledge? A man is generous. But he was generous not for Allah, for himself. To people call him, he's nice. Or even yourself. You want proof you are nice. Today we do that. I do good deed and I feel I'm nice. Who tell you you're nice? Who give you the right to have a logo? You do? Yes. You try? Yes. But a mu'min does a good deed ala wara. What is wara? I'm not sure if Allah accepts it or not. If I do good deed and I'm not sure even if Allah accepts it, how I can be arrogant? How I can be stingy? How I can act up? No, I worry about my good deed. I want Allah to save it from me. We know the story about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People used to say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he give like he have all the treasure. He's not fear from afaqa. He not fear from poverty. Poverty, he didn't think about it. This is why we know the famous story. When one time a man came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I need some money. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. And Umar Khattab was present. Bilal radiallahu anhu was present. Another man was present. Even unknown. And Rasulullah SAW said, go borrow some money and give it to him. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah tell you to give when you have. If you do not have, you do not have to give. Do you know what happened? Rasulullah SAW, his face got so red. He got very angry. And at this moment, a man unknown, he said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اعطي, انفق, ولا تخف من ذي العرش إكلالا. It's been, Ya Rasulullah, and don't worry about the owner of the throne. He will give you. Right away, Jibreel alayhi salam was so happy about what happened. And he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah tell you, anfiq yunfaq alayk. It's been, Allah has been on you. Rasulullah sallam, his face was tahallala washu. He was so happy. And he go borrow money to give the needy. By the way, you see now, you see the huge difference between the style of a mu'min. The style of a mu'min, he do, he hurry to do. There's no calculation, there's no worry, there's no tomorrow, because he belongs to Allah. Allah promised, whoever is been for me, I am yakhlifu, I'm be the khalifa. I will reward you and give you 10 times of everything you do. And in Ramadan, it multiplied to 7, to 70, to 700,000. How poor we are. How very poor we are. Why? Because if you ask me, we do not believe in Akhirah. We do not believe in Jannah. We do not believe in Jahannam. By this way, you won't enter Ramadan. Ask yourself, how much I spend this month? How much I'm willing to do? Physically, emotionally, financially, by heart. This is Ramadan. To be free. To be real. To when you make sajda, you make sajda. When you make subhanallah, subhanallah. By this way, the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Jannah, the love of Islam and Mu'mineen above any love. And you're willing to do anything with open hearted for that. And this is what's called ithar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent verses for that. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. And they give what they need to other, even if they are desperate of needed. Imagine, Allah loves them so much. Allah loves them so much. Because what I discover in my life, the more we have, the more we become uptight. The more we give, the more we ease. The more you give, the more He give you. But today we do not understand what meaning give you. We think everything by dollar, everything by euro. No. You can give and He cleanse you. He give you closeness. He opened for you for something is so beautiful for you. Or He granted you a place in Jannah you do not know. How? This is Islam. This is Iman. But when a situation arises, I ask myself, which one is higher? Is Allah Akbar or my nafs Akbar? Or my money Akbar? Or my bad manner Akbar? But again, all this talk is only for one. Do you know who's that? The mu'min. The mu'min who believe in Allah. The mu'min who believe in Akhirah. And this applied to a husband, to a wife, to a brother, to a sister, to some. Again, generosity is a whole. What is the generosity to forgive? Let it go. Let it go. Today, believe me, I want to scream. Our people cannot let it go. We hate each other. We become like worms. Like one scholar, he said, so beautiful. He said, when a person is dead, he goes to the grave. After he goes to the grave, one worm starts coming. And the worm generating another worm. The another worm can bring another worm. Worm, another worm. Worm, another worm. And now the grave full of worms eating the body. And when all the worm eating the body, wonder what happened. The worm start eating each other. And after some time, you open the grave, you find no worms. What happened? The worm eating each other until it left two. And two eating one, and one is died by itself. By the will of Allah. And this, the scholar said, is the same example of if you start attacking your bad deed and bad quality and bad disease of your heart, what it do? You attack it little by little until you have only one or two disease. And when you have left only one disease, it's easy to get rid of it. All this can be done when? In Ramadan. Ramadan, your rehab center. Ramadan is the intensive care. But for whom? For the believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, He said, Inna Allah kareem, Allah is generous, yuhibb al karam, He loves generosity. وَيُحِبِّ مَعَادِ الْأُمُورِ And He loves the high quality of everything. If I'm a believer, what to do? Tell me what to do. What I want. Which quality I like. And believe me, by the way, generosity and good manner give you light in your face. Make your face happy, content. Give you beauty. Beauty physically and spiritually. And angels surrounding you. And stingy is uptight. Ugly. Calculation. Worry. This. That. Now I have to choose. And when the scholar says you will never be together. You will never be together. Either you have generosity or stingy. And the fight continue. And the lucky one who win with what? With good quality. The early people said, every tree has fruit. And the fruit of Iman is generosity and good manner. The fruit of Iman, the fruit of the tree of Iman, generosity and good manner. You have generosity and good manner, the tree is strong. You do not have generosity and good manner, the tree is weak. And the early people, and among them Imam Shafi'i, he used to say, and I saw it in my life. I saw it, I felt it. The food of the generous person is a cure from diseases. And the food of the stingy person is a disease. Don't eat it. Because his eyes are stuck in it. He gives you, but... Like back home, they said, the stingy person, he gives you with one hand, and another eyes tell you, give it to me back. And Jesus said, the stingy person give you, and he has a rubber band. He give you and he pull it back. If you don't take it quick, he pull it back. Like one stingy person in one Arabic country in the early days, and he's rich, but stingy. Somebody invite him for a meal. He keep eating until he feels sick. Somebody tell him, we call you a doctor. He said, no, doctor, take money. No. They said, you can die. He said, no problem, but I cannot spend. They said, we get you a doctor for free. We pay for it. He said, okay. And when he get him a doctor, he said, you have to throw up. He said, what? You want me to throw up what I eat? No way. I die much better, but I will not throw up. This is an example of the stingy person, how he can ready to destroy himself. Apply it with forgiveness. Apply it with a smile. Apply it with good manner. What all this all about? To when I say Subhanallah and belong to Allah. When I make sajda and belong to Allah. When I'm fasting, I'm ease. And I have beautiful calmness in my heart. I have tumaknina. I need all this. And cannot be done just like that. And it's one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and another people consider it a riwayah. إِنَّ السَّخِيِّ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ بَعِيدٌ عَنِ النَّارِ وَالْبَخِيلُ وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ بَعِيدٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ بَعِيدٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ بَعِيدٌ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. The person is generous. He's very close to Allah, close to people, close to Jannah, far away from Jahannam. And a stingy person, far away from Allah, far away from people, far away from Jannah, very close to Jahannam. And a simple worshipper, with generosity, Allah loves him better than a person knowledgeable with a lot of worship and stingy. And this is why sometimes today you meet very simple people with a lot of quality. And you meet a lot of knowledgeable people or whatever with bad manner. Where it's coming from? Because the roots of all the manner and all the knowledge to be generous, to be kind. What are you waiting for? What's your problem if you believe in Allah? I remember now a story, I don't remember whom. It was one companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a young man. And he was in the middle of a battle with many companions. And he was hungry. And they were in the middle of the desert. And this young man, he said to the emir, to the leader of the army, permit me to go get some sheep from this tribe and slaughter and feed the army. He said, you have no money. He said, yes, I'm going to use my name. and my family name, Zinomi. He said, I do not know if I can give you permission to do that. What happened if you die? Who will pay? He said, I will tell them to go to so and so, he will pay for them. The Amir refused. He said, please, if you do not allow me to do that and I die, I said, Allah, he make me refuse to do good deed. He said, I cannot help you in having a loan without no any collateral, without no way to pay it. He said, excuse me, please allow me to do it. And he insists, and he begged him. Now the Amir accept the offer. Now the man go to this tribe and he tell him, my name is such and such. I'm the son of such and such. He said, what do you want? He said, I want 100 camel and 100 sheep and 100. The Amir was thinking he would get one, like one sheep, two sheep, 100 and 100 and 100. The owner of the tribe, he said, who will pay for it? He said, you know my name. Take this. They said, your son asked me to do this. He feeds the army. 200-300 sheep and camel and this and that. And he took care about all the army. He doesn't have it. He borrowed it with a credit of his known name and family name. And he died. And the man went and he went to the family and he told them the story and he gave him the ring. They said, you're right. We are this people. Take what our son tell you and we give you extra. And after that, somebody saw a dream and saw him flying in Jannah, in high level in Jannah. They asked him, what happened? He said, Allah forgive all my sins. And he grant me this place. They said, with what? He said, because I trust in him. Because don't forget, you cannot do that unless you trust Allah. The stingy person have no iman because he has no trust in Allah. He worry about the future. But the generous person, he believe in Allah. He trusts in Allah. He knows whatever he do today, Allah will give him tomorrow, or tonight, or now. By the way, when I study, generosity and iman is hand to hand. You have generosity, you have iman. You have no generosity, you have no iman. And this is why if you study, the toughest companion of Rasulullah SAW has iman, all of them has one thing quality. Generous. Very generous. Because you cannot be generous and have no trust in Allah. The more you trust in Allah, the more you have tawakkul, the more you're generous. One of the early people, actually his name is Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu, he said, Masakha. What is sakha? He said, to spend everything you have for sabilillah. They said, what is hazm? What is the strength? He said, to not spend also for sabilillah. Do you get it or no? You spend for sabilillah and you stop spending also for sabilillah. And they ask Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu rahmahullah about certain quality. He said, no money better than good mind. No money better than good mind. And no calamity better than ignorance. And no calamity better worse than ignorance. And if you want the decoration of all the calamity is stingy. Stingy is a killer and bad manner. One man, he used to say, to have a companion generous, better than 1,000 friends stingy. And he used to say, if I have somebody close to me, generous, is better for me than having any good neighbor stingy. And some of them, when they move and they find the neighbor stingy, they leave. They do not want. And when they ask, why you do that? He said, I'm afraid to live next to him. I catch little bit of what he has. I do not want it. One of the early people, they asked him, who's the most beloved people to you? He said, the person, his hand always expanded to the need of other. The one who take care about other. Now, let's go to something else now. What is the opposite of generosity? Stingy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9, وَمَنْ يُوَقَّ شُحَ نَفْسَهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Whoever protect himself from his own stingy, he is a successful one. And Surah Al-Taghabun, verse 16, no, I'm sorry. Surah Al Imran, verse 180. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهُ وَخَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخْلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Read this verse, it's very scary. Those who are stingy of what they have, Allah will surrounding their money around their belt, around their belly, and He caused it to burn their body with it. Gold, silver, whatever, money. The more you have, the more you will be burned with it. This is why the early people said, jewelry has two musiba, two calamity. When you buy it, it's a calamity. Why? You always worry about it, and if you try to sell it, you lose. That's why you're stuck. And when you die, it's a calamity. Allah will question you about it, and you will be tortured with it. And Surah Al-Nisa 37, again, Allah warned us about shuh and bukhl. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالشُّحْ فَإِنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلِكُمْ. Be careful with stingy. It destroys a nation before you. حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفِكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارَهُمْ. Stingy, causing the family to be like war, attacking each other. And broke all the ties. Imagine one quality. Do we understand that? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ بَخِيلِ. Jannah, paradise, no stingy enter Jannah. And no generous person enter Jannah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, three destroys a person. مُهْلِكَاد. شُحُّ الْمُطَاعِ وَهَوَى الْمُتَّبَعِ وَإِعْجَابِ الْمَرْءِ بِرَأْيِهِ. Stingy, you like it. And desire, you follow it. And like your own mind, it destroys you. And this, by the way, all what I'm talking about is a major disease in the time of the Ummah. Major, spread. And the lucky one who clean himself. And there's many ahadith and many words about two qualities they will never be inside a mu'min. Stingy and bad manner. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn wa a'udhu bika an urad ila arz al-umr. This, by the way, we should do it a lot today. Oh Allah, I protect you from stingy. And I protect you from Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. The worry and be coward. And I protect you, oh Allah, protect me from arzal al-umr, to live until long time, until I become too old. You do not want to do that. Look at the people with 90 and 180 and living for what? They cannot eat, they cannot go to the bathroom, they cannot do anything, they cannot sleep, they are aching. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said, my ummah, average people in my ummah, between 60 and 70. That's it. Why? You still have health. You still have ability. Because if you're living until you have nothing, what are you living for? And one time in the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, so and so is a shaheed. He's in a grave. He's a martyr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said, you maybe do not know. Maybe he's stingy. By this way, if we start talking about the stingy, what happened to it? Ya Allah. Now, there's a lot about the stingy. I wish to talk to you about it. And there's many verses in Quran about stingy. And about how Allah hates stingy. And is not the quality of the believer. And in here is a story from Zakariya alayhi salam. When Iblis, la'natullah alayhi shaitan, came to him in the shape of a human being. And Zakariya alayhi salam asked him, ya Iblis, tell me, who's the most beloved man to you? Who's the most beloved mankind to you? And who's the most hated one to you? Listen to Iblis what he said. He said, the most beloved people to me, the believer, the mu'min, with a lot of worship, but he's stingy. I love him most. And the worst one I hate most, the weak in worship and a sinner but generous, I hate him most. He said, why? He said, because the stingy one, he's stingy is enough to destroy him. I do not need to work with him. His stingy will destroy him in this life and hereafter, and destroy all his good deeds. But the one who sins and have generosity, this I worry about it. Because his generosity will burn all his bad deeds. This is why I hate him. Now, do you want to be stingy or generous? Do you want to have good manner or bad manner? Do you want to gain Ramadan or lose Ramadan? Do you want to enter the intensive care and came out pure or no? And after that, we go to the third level, is ithar. Ithar, when you want and love to give what you need. To the point you have nothing. But don't try to do that. This is a very high level. This is a toughest. And there's many, many verses in Quran about that, and many ahadith about that. And like I tell you, is a verse in Quran, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 9. Okay, you can read it. And this came to people who was generous to people, and you have nothing. Musa alayhi salam, one time he was talking to Allah and he said, Ya Allah, I saw in the tablets a nation after me. They have very high status. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has light. I never see something like it. Why? He said, because I give him light of my light. He said, with what? How you give him all this? He said, because I give him quality of my quality. I never give it to anybody. They said, what is that? He said, generosity and good manner. And this not only from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, if you want to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ultimate sunnah is to believe in Allah, to trust in Allah, to have rely on Allah, and to live with people with good manner and be generous and kind. And one person, he was walking by, I do not remember if you remember that, when he see a poor boy, he has a piece of bread, and he's just going to start eating, when he find a dog in the front of him, and the boy keep eating one bread for him, one bread for the dog, one bread for him, one bread for the dog. This pious man, he asked him, is this your dog? He said, no. He said, why you treat him this way? He said, I remember his hunger and my hunger. And I remember Allah is looking at me. And I'm shy to eat and keep the dog looking at me. And I want the dog to eat the same amount like me. The pious man was very happy. He said, who own you? Because this boy was abd, slave. He said, so and so. He said, the garden behind you belong to whom? He said, belong to so and so. He went and he bought him to let him free. And he bought the whole garden for him. The same night, he said, and I promise Allah to the whole garden, to the poor people of Medina. He said, why you do that? He said, you want Allah to give me and I will not give him back? What kind of iman you have? And this boy has no name. And the pious man has big name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed a verse in Quran. And this Surah Al-Baqarah 207. الله أعلم. If my mirror. ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله. And among the people who buy himself for the pleasure of Allah. This revealed in Suhaib al-Rumi when he was leaving Mecca. And he donated or he gave all his money to the kuffar, the disbeliever, leave him alone. And when he reached Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tell him, ربح البيع أبا يحيى. And Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came with the verse. Now, how we cure the stingy? We have to know, where is the stingy coming from? Loving dunya and loving the money. Where is it coming from? It's coming from two things. Either you love money and you love dunya for the pleasure, or you love money and you love dunya because you worry about the future. But I say either part of desire, part of lack of belief. But I say the early people, they said, the more you believe, the more you spend, the more you read, the more you develop your iman, the more you cure, and no another way. And the ultimate cure is Quran and get closer to Allah. But with generosity, with spending, with reading about the good quality and bad quality and what it leads you to, and the companion of those who have the quality. And he said, also because it's love, attachment. And he said, when somebody loves somebody, he attached to it. He think about it. He make him occupied. And we, as a Muslim, we're supposed to love for Sabilillah. And when the love for Sabilillah, we spend, we give with ease. And this is what it do. It make me free. And now Allah switch my love from my love to material to His love. Allahu Akbar. And once he tests this love, Ya Allah, this is the ultimate love. At this moment your dua is accepted, your wishes is accepted. Allah give you elevation, Allah give you dignity, Allah give you nur, Allah give you wisdom. And most of all, Allah will love you. And they always say, money, you save it and you worry about it. And this is why all the disease is coming from it, the disease of the heart. Generosity and humble and humility and iman, the more you spend, the more Allah give you. This topic, I really wish to talk to you about it a lot. But you have to love it. You have to desire it. You have to want it. Any session will not do unless you want, you desire. Either Allah put it in your heart or no. Nobody can teach you. By this way, after you hear me, either it click or it doesn't click. And if it doesn't click, I will teach you something for Sabilillah. Make sajda and beg Allah to give you. If you honest and sincere, Allah will give you. And again, is many, many story about that and many ahadith. Now I'm going to summarize something for you quick. Number one, you have to learn what is the purpose of gaining money. What is the purpose of gaining money? What is the purpose of spending money? What is the purpose of living this life? What is the purpose of living this life? If you know the purpose, the rest is easy. If you do not have no better purpose, it will not come. And you have to learn. Is knowledge is the key. The more you know the purpose and you have the knowledge about money, where it's coming from and how you spend it and this life, the more you have the quality. And if you ask me, all this will lead you to one thing. A journey of iman and the opposite of journey of hubb al-dunya, love al-dunya. Because journey of akhirah is one way. The journey of loving dunya is different way. And they will never meet. You love akhirah, you have to decrease of loving dunya. You love dunya, you decrease of loving akhirah. You have to choose which one. Now, I'm just sharing with you some thought, some understanding. I was really want to elaborate and give you a lot of story about what I'm talking about it. But believe me, you can look in the market, for books about generosity, about the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the ahadith in this topic, the ahadith about stingy, the ahadith qudsiyya about this topic, the ahadith about good manner, the ahadith about bad manner, all the verses in Quran. If you talk about this topic and learn about it, now you will love good quality, you will hate bad quality, you will love generosity, you will hate stingy, and this will give you the strength to do, because now you want the pleasure of Allah. You want to be close to Allah. You want Jannah. You want the highest level. You want Allah to switch you with something higher. Very high. And now you are in the real journey of Iman. And my advice to you, Ramadan is a time. Ramadan is a time to exercise this journey. If you are able to live this journey in Ramadan, you will be a winner. If you lose it in Ramadan, it's so difficult to do it another time. This is my advice to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality to be among the generous people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from stingy, envy, jealousy, hate, bad manner, cowardness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of Iman and Yaqeen and Tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jannah above all the love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us from loving dunya and hate and stingy and all the bad quality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart and our soul from all the disease Allah hate and dislike. And may Allah decorate our soul with all the quality and good manner Allah love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live and die with the quality He love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us enter Ramadan and leave Ramadan with the pleasure of Allah, with the closeness of Allah, with the Jannat al-Firdaus, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل اللهم